I'm Brian Moline.
Ethanol is becoming a bigger and bigger part of Illinois' agriculture economy, but along with that, ethanol spills are becoming a growing concern as well. Jonathan Hettinger is a reporter for the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. He's just finished an article about ethanol spills, not only in the state of Illinois, but across the country. He joins me in our studios right now. Hey there, Jonathan.
Hello.
Great to have you here with us. And let's talk about this issue of ethanol spills. How big of a problem are we talking about here?
So in the Midwest, there is an ethanol spill every 2 days, whether that means a train derailment or a spill caused on a highway by a semi-truck or something like that. But it's happening more and more often, way more now than it was, say, 30 years ago when ethanol wasn't nearly as common around here.
Sure. And one of the things you look at is that how ethanol spills are a little bit different than, say, gasoline spills and other fuel spills. What makes ethanol spills different?
So ethanol spills are pretty severe because they basically it's 95% alcohol or more. So it burns really easily. And pure ethanol spills burn clear at the beginning. So a lot of times when a farmer or when a firefighter would go out to a spill, they can't tell if something's on fire. And so a lot of times they're taught to put a rag in front of them or and they also ignite at really low temperatures still. So it's easy to catch fire.
And Illinois seems to have more of these than anywhere else. Is that right?
Yeah. Illinois has the highest in volume the amount of gallons spilled and second overall in the number of spills. But, yeah, they're happening in Illinois specifically because Illinois it was where a lot of the corn is grown, a lot of the corn is produced, and then it's transported through here, especially in the Chicago area because it's just a hub for transportation.
What are the main causes of these ethanol spills?
So it's mostly highway accidents, trucks that are carrying them, so that's the vast majority of ethanol spills are that way, which are usually a little bit less severe. But the train derailments a lot of times cause really big issues. So there was one in Cherry Valley between Rockford and Chicago a few years ago that it was a 15-car derailment, and it engulfed 8 cars and led to some loss of life and severe injuries.
So it sounds like in terms of the number of spills, maybe more of them happening with trucks rather than rail. But as far as severity, the rail spills could be a lot worse.
Yeah, that seems to be how it works because derailments, just a lot of those happen in rural areas too. So a lot of times the firefighters have trouble getting out there in time. So they can derail and then cause issues spread out. There have been a few that have spilled ethanol into the different rivers. So there's one into the Mississippi River and then into the Rock River that result in some pretty severe fish kills that too.
What are officials doing to try and combat these spills?
So one of the main issues right now is that the type of train car used to spill or to carry ethanol is not very sturdy in a derailment. So if it derails, it's more likely to break basically and spill ethanol. So right now they're trying to phase out the different type of car to a more advanced car that basically it's more safe, but there's more than 100,000 cars right now, and they have until 2023 to actually fix that issue.
Okay, very good. And as far as the truck spills that are happening a bit more frequently, what are they trying to do to combat those?
The Renewable Fuels Association, which is basically the standard bearer for the Biofuels Association, kind of said that trucks spills aren't really on their radar right now. One of the reasons we looked at this story was because we'd never seen anyone take a comprehensive look at ethanol spills before.
Jonathan Hettinger with the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Thanks for your fine work on this story and for sharing with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
And you can read Jonathan Hettinger's article on ethanol spills in Illinois online at investigatemidwest.org.